I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For Penn State fans, there's an offer out there for a coach, Matt Campbell at Iowa State. There's some, drama again, because some either player or staffer or somebody recorded some conversation the athletic director had
Crazy.
With the team where he made some comments about other. It's funny because some people have said, and when listening to it, it actually makes them like Pat Kraft even more because he's brutally honest about other teams and other coaches and things like that. But anyway, will this be another situation where a prospect ends up getting more money to stay where they're at? What makes things different with Iowa State? Matt Campbell, who's been there for 10 years, he does make $5 million a year. This would be a, from what we understand, the rumor is, six-year, $10.5 million a year deal. It's a lot. What makes this a little different is Iowa State financially is not in the best of condition, according to several reports. I wouldn't know any of that without having interest in this thing as well. But anyway, we wait to see. Supposedly Campbell will meet with the athletic department this morning at Iowa State. If there's going to be a deal, thinking is it will happen quickly because it's taken too damn long. And there we go. Mm-hmm. If not, it's another heartbreaker for fans who've been waiting for someone to right the ship. Others, there's a faction there that want Terry Smith, and especially the players who have not, I believe, done themselves much of a service by some of them posting as if it's Terry or nothing. That sounds like, you know, hostage taking. There are people who are saying someone violated the law by also surreptitiously taking a conversation. We are in Pennsylvania, a two-party consent state for recordings. And others who are saying that the drama from this recording goes to show what the problem with the team is. And some are saying this is the problem. The team doesn't have a winning attitude. It's this.
Right.
I'm not saying this. I'm saying what some are saying. Some are saying this whole, we're so close to the players. We haven't made tough decisions. We allow them to do or say what they want. We haven't really been. One of the things was, picking favorites over others. And it's not about what's best for the team. And so could this be a part of the problem, which is the players now who are, if I were Terry Smith, I would not be happy with all of this going on.
Right.
Because he has said in the past he would like to stay with the organization in any capacity. He obviously wants the head coaching job. And to have all of these players now, I think, going beyond, most people felt empathy for them.
Right.
And now with them saying, well, this is how it has to be or else, and then releasing some kind of a conversation, to me, it just seems really ugly and awful. And it does show that a lot of these people, are they going to go in the portal? Are they going to leave anyway to go with James Franklin? Who knows? This has been a mess from start to finish. There's really no good guy in this. I mean, Terry Smith's a good guy because he stepped forward. I would just think it makes it better for him in the long run, because if these other things fall through, for him to take control of this situation where it's starting to spiral for, and I'm talking in the locker room,
right,
with the players, they still have a bowl game that's supposed to be coming up. So what a mess, what a mess. Meanwhile, the NFL playoff picture, as of Eagles fan myself, last night, the Dallas Cowboys, who have been white hot, have they not? I mean, like, they've had a number, for the first time in a month, they've lost. The Cowboys saw their three-game win streak come to an end. They lost to the Detroit Lions. It was a pretty high-scoring game, like 40-something to 30-something. But anyway, yeah. CeeDee Lamb ended up with a concussion, though. That's a shame.
That's not good. And Lions are a pretty good team.
They are. And
they give up a lot of points.
They look good, though.
But, yeah.
So here's what it means, though, for what it means to the Eagles in the NFC East. And a lot has been said about, are they choking, you know, here at this juncture?
We're just asking that now?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they get on this thing where they get two losses, then they bounced back. Now we have two losses again. And Jalen Carter is now out for a while. He had to have both shoulders, some kind of procedure done on them. They're hoping he'll be back in time for the playoffs. Not good. Justin Herbert, who is the quarterback for the Chargers, the Eagles are playing this weekend. He had hand surgery on his non-throwing hand. So he's day to day, I guess, to see whether he'll play. But what the Dallas loss means is that the Eagles, it's, you know, magic number to win the division, now down to three games. So there's five games left for the Eagles. If they go 3-2, they'll clinch the NFC East, even if the Cowboys were to go undefeated the rest of the way. Now, Dallas winning out is not an impossibility. I think it's like an 8%. They're at an 8% chance, so there's still a chance. But they do have the second easiest remaining strength of schedule in the NFL. They have Minnesota, Los Angeles, Chargers, Washington, and New York Giants. That's their remaining schedule.
They should be able to handle that.
Well,
you'd think.
The Eagles' remaining schedule, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Bills, and then the Commanders again. But, you know, it's not just about winning the division. You still want to be the number one seed, right? We'll see how
beggars
it goes.
Can't be choosers, though, right? With some of these losses and the way they've played. I mean, I said a while back when they first was a two in a row, I'm like, well, this is when you want to have your losing streak. And then they're like, no, we raised that. We'd like to have more.
They have issues. They have issues. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be, because they're just the momentum is so important.
You just have to pick it up. But they bounced back the last time after two, but we'll see how it goes for this weekend. But Jalen Carter being out is not ideal at all either. So there's that. Talking sports, because, you know, why not? When it comes to sports and television and what people like to watch, especially when it comes to college football, the SEC dominates the Big Ten in ratings overall. Like, if you're going to say which, you know, games do more people watch, it's the SEC. But what's interesting is the Ohio State-Michigan matchup that was last Saturday. That was a Big Ten one.
Huge.
That was the biggest, most watched game of all, eclipsing even the SEC games. So while overall SEC gets, you know, more viewers, that game had a whole bunch of people tuning in. It's a good game. So when it comes to the NFL, though, we had a winner. NFL on CBS shattered the record for the most watched regular season game in NFL history of all. More than 57 million tuned in to the Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
I think I have an idea for the NFL to get better ratings. Entire season on Thanksgiving. Right. Like, having people have, why do you think football's so popular if it was a Tuesday thing, like the NBA has Tuesday, Monday games? Yeah, it's great because they put a spotlight on times when people are doing very little for the most part. Mm-hmm. And when you're with family and friends, you know, I think it's a lot easier to enjoy a game when you're with people who maybe aren't the fan of one specific team. Like, it's just, I don't know. I enjoy that. I watch all those
Something
games.
To look forward to. Guess what? next Thanksgiving, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a good one.
Will be playing. Looks confirmed. Eagles at Cowboys. At Cowboys. Thanksgiving confirmed in 2026.
Will the birds be cooked? I mean, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
So that should be exciting as well. Whoop, whoop. I'm excited for it.
You're already looking forward to next Thanksgiving. Sure, we haven't even gotten to Christmas.
No, you know what? Last night I was really happy when I turned on. I love the Eagles and I watch them. I don't know a lot about, the schedule of other teams. Yeah. So last night when I sat down and we turned on, Amazon Prime for the game and I saw that, who it was, I was excited. I said, this is a good one, because sometimes they're clunkers. So I thought it was a really good game last night.
Yeah, back and forth high scoring games. And we've been talking a lot about Penn State. You could say what you want about how Rutgers should have gotten stomped by Penn State. A good game, though. As much as I made fun of Rutgers, that was a really entertaining game. And I'm happy Penn State won. So I had to learn that lesson the hard way over the years with my teams that all suck. Is like sometimes you just have to embrace the good game. If you're in it, even if you lose it, it stings, but enjoy the process and the ride you were on.
Right.
That's just a loser's mentality to how to enjoy sports.
Speaking of which, I saw where Rutgers football has fired their co-defensive coordinators and their defensive line coach.
Yeah, because they're the problem.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a rough game to watch just as a fan, because it looked like, with that energy that we saw with, the team prior to that, to see that game, it was like, what happened? Jason told me this shouldn't be this hard.
Well, I was so scared watching that game. I truly was worried that Rutgers was going to win and people would be mad at me, because I was like, it's not even a real football game.
It shouldn't be that hard.
I mean, they're clearly better than they were, but I don't think this was an indication of where Penn State's at. It's just they're better than they were.
Rutgers.
Yeah, I mean,
Penn State wasn't as good as they were.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that.
I really wonder if that game, again, it was Rutgers, but if that game wasn't so tough for Penn State, if Terry Smith might have had a little more momentum with the whole falling out of the Satake thing.
Yeah,
it seemed like the air was sucked out of everything. And again, I know he wants the job. And he's a great guy. He really is. He hasn't taught on the collegiate level, though, as a head coach. And that's always a tough jump to make. But the fact that it looked like the steam was gone, it looked like the energy was gone, if in some way he felt because he wasn't going to be the coach that he took his foot off the gas, I don't know what. But I just feel like that also kind of sucked the energy out from the push for him.
You said something, I forget if it was even on the air. It might have been yesterday. You were saying it's almost like someone told Terry Smith before the Rutgers game, we aren't going to hire you, because
demeanor and everything.
Yeah, it was like I knew something was up. I didn't really connect the dots like that. And I know you're speculating, like we all are at this point, but it seemed kind of like he was there. He was doing the job. He did it successfully. But it was like, it felt like a bad day at the office for him.
It did. It just didn't, he didn't have that energy and that excitement that we had seen in the prior game. And it was almost like he felt something different.
The way the coaching search has gone, though, I wouldn't say the greatest. I say this sarcastically. The greatest thing, bound to happen. The news came out yesterday. Terry Smith, it's Memphis.
Memphis Tigers. Right? Yeah, UConn.
They're both seriously looking at Terry Smith as their next head coach. Can you imagine through all of this if Terry Smith gets another job before we get a coach?
Honest
and
to
then
God.
We're sitting there going,
now what?
Trace McSorley.
What are we going to do now?
It's funny. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. I love that kid. I'm like, wouldn't it be crazy if it came to something like that? They're like, sorry, Trace, you're the quarterback, because he was such a fun player to watch. Mm-hmm. Maybe he could be the next great coach. Maybe. I don't know what else to grab. I'm grasping at straws like everyone seems to be.
I mean, there's other people still out there. But, for Pat Kraft, the hourglass sand is definitely going out of the glass there. I will say this, though. I do believe, as much as people were upset with James Franklin and his coaching, and I don't care what anybody else says from other teams, especially the Virginia Tech ones who are like, you were stupid, da-da-da-da-da, for letting him go. I do believe after 12 years, it seemed like with his demeanor, when we talk about demeanor, after those losses, when he looked at that field, it felt like he was looking at it for the last time. And then when he was asked about wanting to be a Penn State coach, he did not give any kind of vociferous I'm here like pour his heart out in passion that he felt for the team. And I think that was also a part of the reason why he was let go when he did. I don't think they should have let him go in the middle of the season because there's just so many things that are impacted by that.
Right.
It created a whole bunch of problems. And, you know, from the portal to recruitment to the fact that you've elevated Terry Smith to this hero for his team, who are now putting hopes on it and trying to, it looks like, sabotage the athletic director. It's just a bad situation for the university.
I think most people, especially if you have like that underdog mentality, which I have, I had times in my life where I felt like I can stand up to the man. It just doesn't work out for you.
Not always. I don't know if you had a chance to see what Governor Josh Shapiro had to say about Kamala Harris. Some people were quite freaked out about this.
I did see this.
Yeah, he seemed to really bristle when asked questions about what was alleged to have been said when he was on the list of people that might run with Kamala Harris last year for president. The 52-year-old Josh Shapiro had strong words. This was in a recent Atlantic profile. You can go online and check it out. So Harris had a memoir, 107 Days, where she talked about her, 107 days running for office. And, in it, she had made some accusations about Shapiro's apparent desire, quote, to be in the room for every decision, end quote, to his alleged hijacking of their conversation when she interviewed him to be a possible running mate. She also said he was fixated on the official vice president's residence, allegedly asking about the number of bedrooms and measuring the drapes. Now, Tim Alberta is the writer for Atlantic. And in it, he said, God, he moved between outrage and exasperation as I relayed the excerpt. So he, had this large profile and talked to him specifically about this. Responding to a claim from Harris that he had prematurely asked about how he could borrow Smithsonian artwork for a VP residence, Shapiro then asked Tim Alberta, the writer, she wrote that in her book? That's complete and utter bull blank, he said. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that her accounts are just blatant lies. Now, Alberta did say that in this, that he had read the book that Kamala Harris wrote and talked to people from both camps, the Harris camp and the Shapiro camp. He also, I guess, said she was doing it to cover her ass. So there have been a lot of people who said, was he a bit harsh? Was that the right response, saying that they were blatant lies? Now, according to Tim Alberta, he was told that Shapiro had arrived in what was called an edgy mood to his running mate interview with Harris. So looking back on that, talking to both camps, he says he was a bit edgy when he was there. And that the governor proceeded to interview her rather than the other way around. Now, again, this is, what someone says. When asked if he felt betrayed about what was depicted in the memoir, he said, I mean, she's trying to sell books and cover her ass. Because I shouldn't say cover her blank. I think that's not appropriate. He did add, she's trying to sell books, period.
Like, we don't know him personally. We've had him on the show a few times. And I always tell people, I go, you can dislike his policies. He's a pretty easy to talk to guy. When all this first started coming out a while back, I thought that doesn't seem right, but maybe he's different behind the scenes. Now, the more I hear about this and his response to it, my honest thought was, if anything, she may have felt like he may have become the candidate they wanted. If he was the vice president, I think a lot of people in America would have been like, I wish he was the on top of the ticket.
I think it's disrespectful if he did turn it around as an interview of her, because my question would he have done it if it were a man? I don't know. Secondly, I would say you should know what's in the book about you when you're going to sit down with someone, and you should have an understanding of how you will respond. I don't think how he responded sheds a favorable light on him. Do I think it's career ending? Absolutely not. But I'm saying he should have known, and he should have been prepared for those answers, and I don't think that that makes him look very good.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Good morning, Lindo.
Hi.
I got the excitement and you're just the man of few words.
He does that, I think, to make us uncomfortable, Lindo. I'm calling you out. It's like, hey, Lindo's here. You ready to have a good time? Yes. Sure. How are you?
I'm good.
I think it's great.
You had a good holiday.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
No, it was nice. We had a good time. It was busy. A lot of people came out for the Pilgrim Pizza.
I had it. I went over and I got some. And long story short, we found a dead mouse in our oven. So we weren't sure we were going to have Thanksgiving.
Please clarify whose oven that was in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
At home, at my home, Lindo. My apologies.
All right,
we already talked about this off the air. And we weren't sure if we were going to be able to cook Thanksgiving dinner. So this was our backup plan. The best backup plan I've ever had. It was so
delicious,
good.
Huh?
Family loved it.
Really?
Loved it. Everyone.
Great.
The Pilgrim
Everyone.
Pizza.
So
which
good.
Is now done, right?
Oh, yeah.
No more Pilgrim
Pizza. Well, I did find out that it's coming back the week of the 20th of December. So we're going to do it for a couple days in December, because we had a bunch of people not happy that they missed it. So
really?
Yeah, we're going to do it for a couple more days.
That's the best news I've heard. It's so good.
I think like the 20th, the 21st, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
All right. So we do have beer news, but before we get to that, we can tease this beauty in front of us. What would you say?
Well, I know what it is.
No, I know that, but what are we teasing? It's a darker beer.
It's got alcohol in it, obviously.
It does. It has a little booze in it. This is a porter.
Another one of my favorite types.
Yeah, I think I like porters as well.
Yeah.
Well, this is a porter, so it's not going to be as big as some of the stouts could be, I guess.
This is a little bit lighter.
A little mild.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to get to it in just a moment.
After we get to our beer news,
okay,
which is coming up.
Now.
Beer news.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Here is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week, courtesy of MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
This week, New Belgian Brewing is releasing a beer called Carny Blood, and that's a returning wood-aged margarita-style sour ale with prickly pear and jalapeno, if you can imagine that combination. That beer will return at 5% ABV in 12-ounce cans. New Belgian is also collaborating with Bow and Arrow Brewing. And if you're not familiar, they are the first Native American woman-owned brewery. And that beer will be called Western Roots, and it will use a regenerative grain called Kernza, and it will be a Kernza farmhouse ale. The beer will hit 7% ABV. It will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. And finally, Lagunitas is adding a beer called Arcticus Maximus, and that will be a cold IPA with cryo hops. The beer hits 9% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
4.0 for all the latest details.
Thank you.
Did you drink the beer?
Here we go.
Let's see. What was that noise? What'd you do over there?
That's how she gets my attention. My doctor said, just have someone whoop whoop when you're not paying attention. It works.
Hey, this is really good.
Hey, yo.
Does that work?
Reminds me of pro wrestling.
I've always been a fan of porters, so I'm happy with this choice.
I really like this beer.
So the joke in the house is that when I love dark chocolate. So the joke in the house is when I run out of dark chocolate, it's time to go back to Belgium.
Okay. Is that where you get your dark chocolate?
Well, when I'm
there, aren't you spoiled?
When I'm there, I really load up my bag in duty free and get a lot
of yum.
Ever see the movie Midnight Express back in the day? I mean, the guy who gets caught as a drug smuggler.
I imagine
Linda with chocolate just strapped to his chest.
It's similar.
I'm a big fan of dark chocolate too.
It's similar. And my favorite, my absolute favorite that I get over there is dark chocolate with orange. They do the bittersweet orange in it.
Oh, okay.
So when I saw that, when I saw this beer come in, this is a chocolate orange porter from Allagash. So when I saw this come in stock, I'm like, I'm going to love it.
Wow.
So that's why it's here today.
I've always seen that orange chocolate combination. And like, I've seen like chocolate covered oranges. And I've always thought that sounds gross. And I don't even know why I felt that way. But I have. But this is a delicious
beer. It is good. And I will say, if you hear orange and think it's going to taste a lot like orange, it's only after you told me that. But I can, smell and lightly.
It's the zest of orange.
It's there, but it's mild. Kind of like that Death by Coconut that we did with Oscar Blues.
Yes.
The coconut. Yeah. I mean, it's a good beer. But the coconut, if you're looking for coconut in the face, it's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And like this one, same thing. If you're looking for like really big there's chocolate. You're getting the chocolate a little bit, but you're not going to get that orange in the face.
What's weird is as soon as you said it was a porter, I was going to ask, and I wish I did. It would have made me seem smart. When I drink porters, I always feel like there's like some sort of like chocolatey something subtly in all of them. It's a richness that is there that.
That's coming from the malts. A lot of the porters are going to have naturally have chocolate malt in them.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that. You're going to get that that sweet, a little bit of the roastiness and chocolate. And you get a lot of coffee naturally in them, too.
Yeah, this has chocolate in it. And I'll tell you, the orange, though, and I said zest. I'm not sure if that's the wrong word. I know in lemons, if you scrape the.
Yeah,
the,
you can use the zest rind, and
that's
stuff.
That's like the pith. But this is.
That's what I get from the orange. It's more of like what you taste from
That's what they're using. They're using like when in the candy bars that I'm in love with, you get little pieces of the peel.
Oh.
So this is your love for the chocolate orange made into a beer. Yum. I do like it.
And this is Allagash Brewing up in Portland, Maine. And everything they do is always fantastic. But again, this is a nice porter, little mild twist to it with the chocolate orange. And I like it.
What's it called?
Allagash Chocolate Orange Porter.
So that's pretty simple.
That's pretty much it.
This is if this isn't like the best example in a long time for me, like why you should just not be afraid to try stuff. Were you off when we did the death by coconut?
No, I was here because remember we got a text. I mean, not a text, a physical mail letter. I just want someone to know who got it and they weren't really thrilled with it. I just want to say pretty honest, you know, if certain beers come in, we all like that beer. This person didn't like that beer. They were funny. They're a big fan.
Yeah, they
were. We did get your letter. I just want you to know.
We like a lot of these beers. We like them. But I mean, if it's a beer I don't like, I'm probably not going to come right across and say, yo, that beer is awful.
Right.
I'm not going to say that, but you'll know I don't like it if I don't like it.
Yeah, we're pretty honest. Like I feel bad, you know. The one thing I hated growing up was like the cooking shows were like, oh, that is unique.
See, but most of the time, it's not that it's a bad product if I don't like it. It's just not what I like.
Correct.
So like an IPA, if it's really bitter or hoppy, I don't like that. And I'm pretty honest about it. So I think that we may like something that someone else would go, oh, God, I'd never drink that.
There's people that don't like IPAs. So it could be the best IPA in the world and we could say we love it. And they're going to try it and they're going to be like, ah, we don't like it. But one thing you're not going to hear, again, another reason why you're not going to hear us say that a beer is absolutely terrible is because then I wouldn't have been doing
my
job.
You're not going
to
be bringing
it. Because I try not to bring it in here.
I don't want to bring in. First of all, are you going to stock something that's absolutely terrible?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I think next week I'm going to try to find the worst beer in the shop.
No, please don't. Because I'll be honest. You've done that before. There was one. It was like, I don't know what it was, like meat stick or something.
Yeah, that was a Roush beer.
It was, and there was one that, even the dill one, it was more of a novelty beer. My neighbor once was like, I think you were playing a prank on me. I'm like, no, I mean, there's something for everybody. But they kind of go into the world of like Jones Soda. They're trying to be over the top with what they do.
Well,
but I'd say, you know, back to what I was going to say, like, I don't like coconut, but I tried that. And I actually liked that coconut beer. I was stunned because, here's a knock on the beer. Death by Coconut didn't have a coconut flavor to me at all. I just enjoyed what it was. But I never would ever consider trying this. This is a case for sample, sample, sample. Try things you wouldn't usually try. You never know what you'd like. I love this beer.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it, too. But I like porters. So I don't
love every beer.
Did I say 7% alcohol yet?
No, and that's really deceptive because I didn't think it was that high.
This is 7% alcohol.
Yeah.
And it doesn't you don't have that burn down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Right? No.
Nope.
Which is nice during the winter.
It's refreshing, it's yummy, but like you said, 7%, be careful. But I love it.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very good. I enjoy the heck out of this.
Yeah, so it is Allagash. Right? Allagash Brewing, and it's chocolate orange porter, and he picked it because he loves dark chocolate, and you love it with the orange in it. Mm-hmm. And it's not overwhelming, but that's what it is, and I love the container. The can is bright orange on the black background.
It's a nice container.
Yeah, touch this can. Touch that. It's a nice feel to it.
It's got like a
it feels like a screen-printed t-shirt.
It's a weird finish. It's not like smooth. It's a little like...
I like it. I love you, buddy.
It's Matt. It's cool. All right. Have a great weekend, Lindo. Allagash Brewing Chocolate Orange Porter. The Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare, craft, and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. We are getting to the forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks. Happy Friday. Another awesome day to be alive. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. We're getting a Christmas tree here in the backyard with Rob Rave. And today, cold start in the single digits, but don't you worry. The sun will be out and the winds are light. And the full moon was out last night, so that really helped, too. You know, when it looks bright out, you feel warmer. It's a trick of nature. So partly sunny to cloudy today, 28 degrees. Hey, tonight we're going to stay in the 20s, so not nearly as cold. And then the weekend, mid to upper 30s, both Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny to cloudy. Nothing happens this weekend. You can get out, put up your Christmas tree. I know Nancy didn't even get her tree yet. What you waiting for? My wife's tradition when I used to date her back in the 80s, they wouldn't get their Christmas tree until Christmas Eve. I always found that so weird. I'm like, really? Who are you people? Could I even marry your daughter? That's weird, isn't it? Come on. Christmas Eve, you put up the Christmas tree. Get it this weekend and enjoy temperatures in the 30s. Now, all of next week, below average temperatures every single day. We should be near 40 this time of the year. It's going to stay in the 30s all next week. But there are no major storm systems to talk about, just some nuisance flurries occasionally. So below average temperatures for the next week to 10 days. Get used to it and make it a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, Joe. This is something, by the way, we've talked a lot about Penn State and the coaching search, and something I kind of envisioned here, because we've watched them try and fail and try and fail and try and fail to hire a new head coach. And I started wondering what would happen if they can't find someone. Could it turn into this?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your patience. Today is a monumental day for Penn State University. After a nationwide search far and wide, it finally dawned on us the best way to move forward was to look to our past. So please welcome Joe Paterno.
Hey, what's going on here?
The AI chatbot version 1.0.
Good evening, Nittany Nation. This is Joe Paterno, a sophisticated AI reflection of the man you knew. It's an honor to be back, even in this form. I want to thank Athletic Director Pat Kraft for this opportunity. All right. Wait, what's his title? Dr. Patrick Kraft, Vice President for Intercollegiate Athletics at Penn State. It's a bit of a mouthful, I have to say, but hey, you're the director, and I'm just the guy who reads the lines.
Coach.
Speak up.
Coach Paterno.
Yeah.
The story of your hiring is blowing up social media.
What social media?
There are football fans around the country, and they're saying they don't want you.
Just like I don't want to be dead.
What do you say to your detractors who think after how you left in 2011, you have no business being back?
People are going to say what they want to say, and I'm okay with that. You're getting with me, the best of me, without all the baggage that some people think is sus. Sus. Did I say that right? Honestly, I want to focus on football. So if I didn't say that right, 6-7.
Being a chatbot version of yourself in this AI world, are there any perks?
Being dead and coming back this way, I get to talk to a lot of other people, people who died. And believe it or not, I got some great new play ideas. You won't believe it, but Liberace, great offensive mind for football.
Have you figured out who's going to be on your coaching staff?
Well, since I'm an AI chatbot or whatever you want to call, I'm just going to go with Pac-Man for defensive coordinator. Anything's possible. I could have an old Atari be the quarterback's coach. You got to dream big.
Who's going to be your starting quarterback?
Could be my great, 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 great grandkid. And that's something to think about.
With all due respect, sir, how did it come to this?
I mean, after Colin E. Sitake-Taki, the Tongan fella, after he turned down the job, what other choice did Patty Kraft have? It was between me and that other kid. You know who I'm talking about. The McGloin kid. But they were afraid he'd only take the job for a few months and that would just gunk everything up. Because then, what do? I mean, there aren't any special elections in football.
Coach Paterno, we'll give you the final word.
Let's play some football. We are Penn State.
Oh, well.
It's
in the real world.
Is it actually going to happen, though?
In the real world.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell is mulling over a decision. An offer is reported to have been made. Will he be the next Penn State coach?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Before we get to the birthdays, just a couple things that happened on this day, because there's one birthday that's of note. 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered Hispaniola, known as Haiti.
And that's why we have Columbus Day.
Yeah, this is
or
right.
Something like that. Yeah.
1792 on this day, George Washington reelected U.S. president. Yeah, it was in December. On this date in 2008, O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. And that's pretty much as exciting as it gets on this day. It's National Bathtub Party Day. I don't know.
That's what I'm doing. I want to get out of here.
That's a weird thing. But it's also National Blue Jeans Day. Thank goodness for them. Life's a lot better with blue jeans. And it's Bartender Appreciation Day. So if you're out this evening, you should always be tipping your bartender. But how about a little extra on Bartender Day?
Will they give you extra, though?
Probably not. The smallest birthday game that possibly can be.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
I'm ready.
Well, you're ready, but I'm not.
It happens.
One, comedian and actress Margaret Cho has a birthday today.
I'm going to say she's about 8 years older than I am, so I'll say she's 59.
She is 57, so you got it.
All right.
You know what? I found one more that you might know. Frankie Muniz, is this how you
Muniz,
say it?
Yeah, he's like a race Muniz. Car driver now. He used to be Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes, Malcolm in the Middle.
He is an adult as well. Now he is, I'd say he's like 42.
He's 40, so there. Now you've got a clean sweep, too, today. If it's your birthday on this December the 5th, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, wishing you a happy anniversary as well.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.